Can we talk about race and other conversations in an era of school resegregation? Written by Beverly Daniel Tatum, Ph.D., published by Beacon Press, and read by Beverly Daniel Tatum, Ph.D. Introduction. Can we talk about race? When I was invited in the summer of 2005 to start imagining this book as the first in the Race, Education, and Democracy series, I did not know in a conscious way that we were nearing the end of an era. I did not know that the next few months would be punctuated by the passing of a generation of black women who had devoted their lives to the struggle for civil and human rights. Women who had been empowered by their own education to work toward the elimination of racism and create a more inclusive vision of democracy. Women like Constance Baker Motley, a distinguished civil rights lawyer who wrote the original complaint in the Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court case. C. Dolores Tucker, a tireless civil rights activist and founder of the National Congress of Black Women. Rosa Louise Parks, whose courageous refusal to give up her seat on an Alabama bus in 1955 changed the world. And Coretta Scott King, an icon of the civil rights movement, who not only fought to preserve her husband's legacy, but became a tireless advocate for justice and human rights in her own right. Indeed, it was just a few days after the passing of Mrs. King on January 30, 2006, that I gave my first Race, Education, and Democracy lecture at Simmons College, represented here as Chapter 1, The Resegregation of Our Schools and the Affirmation of Identity. I was privileged to attend Mrs. King's funeral in Atlanta, and as I sat in the church listening to the dignitaries who had assembled to honor her memory, I thought about all the ways in which our society has changed since she and Martin Luther King Jr. left Boston.